Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mail Right podcast. Today's episode is number 428. Today, we're going to talk about the best WordPress do-it-yourself builders to build your real estate website in 2024. It's an amazing subject. It plays so deeply to my partner's expertise. I'm extremely excited with what I hope all of you will be excited for, because I know I'm going to learn from John today, and I'm super duper into it, because this is not my expertise. I have some knowledge, but nothing compared to John. So John, without any further ado, for those people that may not know your qualifications on this subject or who you are in general, why don't you go ahead and do an introduction?
Thanks, Rob. I'm the joint founder of mail-right.com, MailRight. And we build really fantastic WordPress websites. And also we provide a CRM, landing page, text and email lead generative platform, all in one bundle. Over to you, Robert.
All right. So ladies and gentlemen, we're just gonna look at John's notes. And for those of you who are new to the show, John does the production on the show, and I kind of act as like an industry influencer kind of host. Now, I've been doing this for 16 years. John's slightly newer into it. But John has been a WordPress entrepreneur for a really long time, and he's built quite a few websites. He has another company that builds learning management systems on WordPress. He has a podcast that is incredibly, incredibly, incredibly popular called WP Tonic, that is about WordPress, essentially. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's aimed at the WordPress professional and bootstrapper, SaaS bootstrapper.
Okay, so definitely. And John's guest list, some of the people that John has had the chance to meet and talk about on this other show, have literally made my mouth drool. It's just MailRight is specifically aimed at real estate professionals, whereas WP Tonic has a slightly broader audience. So having said all that, just getting into this, I've never even heard of the first person that you put on here, okay? And you also took the time to put in the notes Gutenberg-based page builders. So before we get into that, will you please do us all a favor, myself included, and explain what Gutenberg is?
Yeah, about six to seven years ago, WordPress, those that kind of run it, Matt Malenweg, who's the joint founder, has a commercial company called Automatic. They have managed to get quite a large investment. I think it's around $900 million into Automatic. But WordPress is a kind of strange hybrid where it's open source, but it also has a lot of reliance on this company called Automatic. And Matt Malenweg said that WordPress has to move forward. So they developed this internal page website builder, which is called Gutenberg, which has been an ongoing, ongoing project. And based on this core technology that's called Gutenberg and blocks. Blocks are like sections that you can just drag and drag off. Based on this technology, there are third-party plugins that build on this Gutenberg technology. And why you should care is that it's much, much quicker than a lot of the other solutions out there. And I think Rob would confirm this, that one of the major, it's only one thing, but it's a major thing that Google looks for, is a very speedy website. So if you're looking to build something that's your real estate website, and you're looking for something that is based on core WordPress and that's also speedy, looking at a Gutenberg-based solution probably might be a good idea.
So agreed. So, ladies and gentlemen, I also build on WordPress, build a real estate website like John does, and you know, but use WordPress as my base platform. I'm just not as familiar with the, I have a developer team that I work with, and I focus on SEO. So yes, speed is important. Things like that. Page builders are important, but here's how I view them for their importance. It's ease of use. It's like the CRM conversation. Websites and CRMs are only as good as the people and their ability to use certain page. I use page builder plugins that build on top of Gutenberg. I know that sounds confusing, but it just makes everything easier. Like the easier that something gets, but unfortunately some of these paid builders, like the one I use, Elementor, they slow the site down a little bit. So you lose some of the speed, but you gain ease of use. One way or the other though, Gutenberg is of many, many different decisions that Matt has made. Gutenberg's another good one. Execution is with so many things in tech is another question, in my opinion. Yeah. It's not that he isn't doing the right thing. It's just the way he's executing it. It's a little bit shaky, in my opinion. Just my opinion. John's much, again, I got to keep emphasizing, this is definitely somebody else's like expertise. So let's talk about the number one, for those guys who are listening to the show, we're doing a kind of show that we've never done before. If you want to go ahead and build your own website, these are some on WordPress. These are some people that you might consider. Number one on the list, put there by John, is Cadence WP. I don't even know who these guys are. So, John, why don't you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, Cadence. It's owned by a hosting company. Actually, Cadence started off with a very talented developer called Ben, and he lives in Montana with his family. And he built a very large theme based business, and he got into Gutenberg early and built this framework, this theme based on Gutenberg technology, and he built a really fantastic business. And then he was offered to come to Liquid Web, and Liquid Web is quite a large hosting company. It's actually probably larger than WP Engine, actually. He sold his business, but he's the head of Cadence, and he's the head developer. I know Ben, he's very, very talented, and he's built on Gutenberg technology, and it's a fab framework. One of the attractive things is it comes with a very large library of pre-designed templates. There's only, I think they do have one or two that are designed for real estate agents. I would have to confirm that. In the near future, we're going to be offering about 6 to 12 themes that have been specifically designed for real estate. That is based on Cadence technology at Mailrite. We're in the process of developing and testing them. But you probably could take one of their general themes and adapt it. And as long as you weren't attempting to do a lot of customization with the IDX feed, as Robert utilizes and recommends, so does Mailrite, we recommend IDX Broker. And long as you're not attempting to customize what IDX Broker produces, or you're going to have to hire somebody to help you do that, I think you could produce a really nice website, even if you weren't utilizing a directly designed starter theme, which is the kind of wording that Cadence utilizes. And it's going to be very unreasonably good quality hosting. It's going to be super quick. So I like it.
beautiful. I know nothing about them, so I'm not going to say anything. I love all the history. You know, I'm a big fan of it. So thanks for sharing the background of Cadence is. And I will say this, just to add a thought. So for those of you who are on the show or listening to the show, in my experience only, and once again, John, you can jump in if you really, you know, if you have a definitively different opinion, but I think that even though there is a tremendous amount of advertising that kind of says that just anybody can build a DIY WordPress site, I've built plenty myself. I've never found that just anybody can do it. I've usually found it to be a big learning process, no matter how simple it was to unpack the theme, no matter, like, I never found it to be like, it's not a novice's game. Like, there should be some tech familiarity, in my opinion, because without it, there's all sorts of questions that come up. Like, you got to upload it to a hosting place. I built a site on WordPress, the hosting environment, you know, WordPress.org. That was a whole learning experience for me, John. Like, I didn't know that you need to do any of that. So, you know, and you unpack the theme and then discover that there's all the stuff inside the theme. And then, you know, you get introduced to the idea of plugins. Like, what's a plugin? What's a bloody slug? Like, WordPress has created all this language around their specific website build that's actually not standard. They're making it industry standard, but if you don't know it already, I found it to be a huge amount of learning, even to do the unplug it, do it yourself product. How do you disagree or do you agree, or are you just so deep in the trenches, you just like have no idea what I'm talking about?
Oh, everything you've stated. I think utilizing a modern framework like Cadence or one or two of the others we're going to talk about, and there's non-Gutenberg WordPress based. You've mentioned one, Elementor, and we're going to discuss that. I actually think, apart from the hosting side, I think utilizing something like Cadence or one of the other solutions isn't really that much more difficult than utilizing Wix or Squarespace, who are SaaS competitors, software as a service competitors.
Really?
But no, I don't honestly think utilizing one of these is a lot more difficult, apart from setting it up and getting the hosting side of it. Pardon?
I said besides setting it up. That's a huge disclaimer.
Well, not the hosting, the specialized WordPress hosting, have a one-click install, and then you just upload the theme. And I can tell you for a fact that certain elements of Squarespace, certain elements of Wix aren't as easy as their advertising makes out. Because we regularly get people that utilize these platforms and they decide to go to WordPress. So in some ways, I think it swings and roundabouts, Robert.
Okay. Like I'll keep saying it. You're definitely the expert in this space. I can only speak from some limited experience. And then
if you're going to be really challenged to get something up on Squarespace, or you're going to be really challenged to get something up on Wix, you're definitely going to be a bit more challenged with WordPress, but utilizing Cadence or one of the others is, I'm comparing what it was like 5 or 6 years ago, and it's definitely moved on and easier to do than it was 5 or 6 years ago. But if, like I say, if you're going to be challenged with something like Squarespace or Wix, you're definitely going to be a little bit more challenged getting up with WordPress.
Okay. So I'm gonna say, and our challenge as hosts, ladies and gentlemen, is that I've got like an ever-increasing number of people that are calling me, John. I'm thrilled to say after 16 years of doing this that more and more of them have some technical knowledge. But the amount of calls that I've taken from inside the real estate space where somebody even struggles to check their email is like, there are way more than I think many other industries, yeah. Like way more. And so when you're like, oh, it shouldn't be, you know, and you're not really saying it that way, but it's like, yeah, for some people,
yeah,
just the idea. I say the word content management system and they go, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but like, beggars can't be choosers. If you haven't got the budget to hire something like MailRite or hire Robert or hire, you're really tight. But you know you need to get, and you haven't got the money to spend a load of money in IDX customization, but you need to get something up because you know it would be beneficial, but it's got to look really decent. These are cost-effective solutions if, like I say, beggars can't be choosers. So if you ain't got the budget and you feel there's a need to get your own website, this is one of the more cost-effective ways where you can get IDX also if you want to pay for it. But obviously, I think hiring a professional or hiring Robert or you to look at the MailRite platform, which is all based on WordPress technology, is a really good idea. But there's a market for the DIY, isn't there?
There really is. Let's put a pin in it. We're going to come back. John's going to continue to share some of his brilliant thoughts with everybody. When we come back from break, we've got three more recommendations on our list for you. John's going to walk you through them and list the pros and cons as it relates to some of these other platforms. We got a lot of great content. And if, by the way, if you are in the position that John just said, like you're really tight using his language, listen, this is the show for you because you don't have a lot of options. You don't have a lot of content producers like us trying to explain to you what your really, really beginning low cost budget options are. We're super excited to get into it. Stay tuned.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
All right, welcome back to episode number 428. John has really decided to be of service to the world at large today, and he's sharing his years and years and years worth of WordPress knowledge. And he's running through some of the do-it-yourself builders that are very low cost, how to put up WordPress, and he's doing a review on them. This is strictly for those of you who might be like at the beginning of your career, low budget, not yet in a place where you can recommend using a vendor of any kind. This would be a place you can go to theoretically, number one, get a Word website up. And number two, this is the one thing I agree with strongly. Why would somebody do this? In my opinion, it's about you train and condition yourself to use a good content management system. Because later on, you can always hire a guy like John might be the first person you consider. And then maybe a while later, you might consider me. And because we're just doing different types of products. We're both using WordPress though. We're both using this platform. So if you're already used to it, it is actually going to be easier and easier and easier to hire other people in the WordPress world to work with you. You're going to find it simple. So John, without any further ado, that you've got a remaining three people to talk about. What's number two on the list?
Yeah, I'm going to go through all three of the Gutenberg, and then you can remark and that hopefully gives enough time to go through the Norm Gutenberg quickly. So quick, Spectra. Spectra is a bit Cadence. Spectra is owned by a company called Astra. Astra are big in Elementor and Gutenberg. They provide, it's very similar to Cadence. There are some differences, but I'm not going to go into them now. But they're very, very, they have similar. Cadence has about 700,000 active users, and I think Spectre has about 400,000 active users. They both provide free and paid. I would look at the paid version. I personally think Cadence is a little bit better than Spectre, but there are people that would say Spectre is better than Cadence. They're both quality companies. I think probably Spectre, especially Astra, do have a few more themes, starter themes that are aimed at real estate agents. If on to the next one, Generate. blocks. I know the developer. It's a privately owned company, smaller than the first two, but he's been in the WordPress space running this company for a number of years. It really appeals to the more professional web designer because they don't provide a lot of starter themes, but the code it produces and the speed it produces, the basic way you build or edit a website is going to be similar to Cadence and Spectra, but they don't offer a lot of starter themes. But if you look at the code, it's super quality and it's super quick. And he's adding, I think it's just come out, he's come out with a more kind of class, this is kind of web development talk, a class-based system that makes it more appealing to the professional developer and makes it even more quick and powerful. And the last one is MexBlocks. These people were big in the Divi world and still are, and it's one of the solutions that's non-Gutenberg that we're going to talk about. And they've produced, and they've put a ton of work, and it's the total opposite of GenerateBlocks, because they've got, even with the free product, and the paid product is very reasonably priced, they offer, like, they've got about 300-400 templates, starter themes in their library. I don't know if any of them are specifically designed for real estate, but they've got an enormous library and they're gaining market share. They're nothing like Spectra or Cadence, but they are, because they're offering so much for free, and in the pro version, even a lot more. And like I say, they've got hundreds and hundreds of well-designed starter themes that are of a quality that's quite amazing. And because of their background in Divi in all those years, even though they're a small team, I don't think you're going on much of a gamble, and they've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars of their own money to get where they're going. So they're the Gutenberg solutions that I would recommend. So shall we go on to, got a comment before we go on to the non-Gutenberg page builders?
No, I mean, I could make some, but no, we got a lot more to cover, a little amount of time. Let's get into it.
So the non-Gutenberg, these are plugins that you install that are not based on this Gutenberg core kind of WordPress technology. And the big daddy, the big gorilla, is Elementor. Elementor. They really dominate. They were one of the first that really got into the page, the non-code drag and drop page builder. The one before them that had a large market share and still has is Divi, but Elementor really kind of took off because it was the first in the market. Now, Until recently, the problem with Elementor was that the code quality wasn't terrible, but it wasn't fantastic. It produced a lot of additional code to produce this drag and drop environment, which they were one of the first to develop. And you overcome it, but you can overcome it by just providing really good hosting like WP Engine, or my other business, we provide hosting at WP Tonic, and we still support Elementor and we offer it, but we've gone more Gutenberg. But it's, and also recently they changed their core technology to something called Flexbox, and they've done this to reduce the amount of code necessary to produce a certain page or website layout, and that offers the prospect of it being quicker. But I think they're running almost, I think it's 10 to 14 million websites that are active users of the product. So there's a quite a few millions upon millions of people utilizing it. So I think as long as you've got good quality hosting, that's probably going to cost you between $20 to $40 a month. You're going to get around some of the performance problems that Elementor can produce. Got any response to that? Well,
we use Elementor on our installs. We swear by it. It's a fantastic tool. There's a thousand things you can do with it if you have the agency model. The saving of a lot of design elements inside Elementor, so that's all drag and drop, allows us to create a specific experience for our customers that relates to real estate. Different search bars, different design elements, which we actually do leverage all the time. So it allows us to do a fairly advanced semi-custom site in an incredibly reasonable amount of time, lowering the cost and lowering the cost of acquisition for a fairly customized website with an actual set of designers and marketing people behind it. Drag and drop in this whole world that we're living in right now, John, it kind of eliminates the perceived value of UX and UI specialists. And what I like about Elementor is it can take a UI guy like myself. Like, I don't have a lot of like technical skill sets as they would normally be related, but I am creative and I'm very good at user interface. And obviously that's an SEO skill set, which most people don't understand. It's not so much like, is something pretty? It's ease of use. Is it natural? Does it navigate well? Do you want to click on it? You know, things like that. That's all user interface. And so Elementor gives me so many options for user interface that, like, I can go through my palette of 10 design options for a homepage, like 10 search boxes as an example. And then, but if I don't want to use the 10, we can always have the designer design another one and put it in Elementor, or a client can point out an element that they like on somebody else's site. We can decide whether or not we want to keep it as a permanent addition to our design toolkit inside Elementor. Theoretically, our clients can use the same design kit at any time, basically allowing us to kind of be a micro version of a Square for our own clients, but yet at the same time be a bespoke agency. I love Elementor. That's the bottom line. Let's go on to the next one. Number six, yeah. Divi.
Divi was on the market before Elementor. Still extremely popular. The owner and the team behind Divi are some of the best marketers that I know in the WordPress space. Their SEO, their ability, their content they produce, the video they produce, they really know. These are online marketing animals, as far as I'm concerned. The owner really knows his target audience. A lot of DIY people still love Divi, and there's a lot of graphic designers that still love Divi. The basic technology does not produce fantastic code. You need quality hosting if you're going to run a Divi website, in my opinion. But it's got a fanatical little following. And it's got a lot of themes that it provides. There's a lot of third-party themes. And they are attempting to move to Gutenberg technology. Mm-hmm. They have been saying that they're going to be doing this for almost 3 years. They have got it in beta, but they haven't managed to release it to the public yet. And there are people are wondering if they ever are going to be able to, but we have to see. The next one is Bricks. Bricks has become the darling of the website freelancer WordPress agency who doesn't like Elementor. I wouldn't recommend it for a DIY individual unless they want, it's a real hobby being web, being mucking around with websites, but it's enormously powerful. It has a drag and drop. It gives you total control. The code it produces is some of the best that I've ever seen produced by a page builder. When I became a web developer, you had to hand code things. Mm-hmm. And the standard of code it produces is very similar to somebody, if you looked at the code of somebody that hand built a website, they knew what they were doing. Very clean code, very, it's a powerful builder. But, and like I say, for the freelancer, for the web agency who don't like Elementor, but there's loads of agencies like Rob, the one that Robert owns, and there's loads of agencies that just love Elementor. And I'm agnostic about it because I think they all have their strengths and weaknesses. And lastly, we're going to talk, and maybe next week we'll delve in this a bit more detail, is there's a whole world that's controlled by this company called Theme Forest. Mm-hmm. Now, Theme Forest is just a website, a marketplace where third-party theme developers offer themes, plugins, all sorts. It's based in Australia. It's one of the most popular and profitable WordPress properties. I think it's a publicly limited company in Australia, I think. And there's thousands upon thousands of themes and plugins, and there's a lot of work, a lot of themes aimed at the real estate agent who wants to get something up themselves, or a WordPress freelancer, or a lower level agency at a lower price tend to utilize these themes. Now, their strengths and weaknesses, and next week I'll be going through maybe half a dozen of the most popular Theme Forest themes.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to be aware what you're getting into, because there are some amazing quality solutions on Theme Forest, but there's also a lot of trash on Theme Forest. And you could make a real big mistake by choosing the wrong solution on Theme Forest. But a lot of people in the WordPress professional area really rubbish Theme Forest. I think I'm more realistic about it. I think it has its place. I personally wouldn't go there, but I understand why a lot of people that are on a small budget and they just want... The other thing is a lot of these bigger theme, these starter themes on Theme Forest, they have IDX integration. It will work with a specific IDX plugin. You just got to know what you're getting involved in, really. What do you reckon, Rob?
Well, I agree with all that. I actually have more input about Theme Forest than I do most of the subjects that you've covered. Don't know most of these companies. I actually just sent brick builders over to the lead developer on my team so that he can comment on it. I like Powerful. I like the way it's laid out. I can also tell you in the 10 seconds that I was on the site that it cannot possibly be your most adoptable DIY, because there's language on here that I struggle with, and I know
you're talking about bricks, are you?
Yes.
Oh yeah, bricks. It's aimed at the freelancer. You know, yeah.
Okay, so it's not really a DIY.
Well, there are some DIYers that are.
It's aimed at the very knowledgeable. I would say that this is aimed at the small business owner with a technical background. DIY would, to me, in this case, would be somebody who's already a proficient digital entrepreneur and is looking for like a better than average tool that they can use and is not scared of a technical product. And then maybe Brix would be the one you'd look at, because I haven't heard of it. And
well, it's they've been very aggressive on AppSumo. AppSumo is a kind of online discounter, folks. And a lot of freelancers and web developer agencies spend, they're king of the lifetime deal at Suma, and Brix, to get traction, have been very aggressive with their lifetime deals, Robert. And they've still got, they increased it. I bought it because it was such an attractive price. And I know the developer team behind it, Thomas, it's based in Germany. And they've got a lot of experience in the WordPress space. And I know he's invested $500,000 in developing this. So they're serious. And they've been very aggressive with their lifetime deals. And that's why it's, and freelancers and smaller web agencies love their lifetime deals, Robert. So that's how they've really got traction, because they've been offering these lifetime deals.
And it's got a lot of like very relevant, like people giving testimonials on it, which I look at every single time I check somebody new out. And Brix has like the right kind of pedigree in terms of who's saying what about it, including John, by the way, first person, right pedigree. Then there would be other people with right pedigree. You do your own research. John and I are like, I don't know about John, but I'm going to give the disclaimer. It's like investment. You know, listen, this, we are talking about these people, but we're not really giving you advice. Make the decision that is, well, we are giving you some kind of advice. We're giving you input. Make your own decisions. These are all big decisions. Who you build your website on, it could be a many years relationship with this company. Like ThemeForest is something that I used for a while. And honestly, John, while I had to use it, because I was getting started from me in a garage and one personal assistant, and that was it. It caused me a lot of problems using ThemeForest.
You've got to know what you're getting involved with. So if you're up for it, maybe really look at some of the most popular real estate themes in the ThemeForest, because I think,
Hold on. From ThemeForest, I went to Agent Evolution, the company that IDX Broker bought, the theme builder. I went to Agent Evolution, which is a very specific like theme builder. That caused me a lot of problems. And you know why it kept causing me problems, everybody? For everything that John is saying that I know is almost incomprehensible to all of you. How a website is built is based very heavily on the code, the way that it's built. Okay? Some load, oftentimes, things that look fine to you are not built in a way that the search engines like, or that they digest easily, or it takes a while. John's referencing it in terms of like web code load. But there's lots of extraneous things that theme builders put in there because they're trying to build a one size fits all tool. That's the way my developer explained it to me. Like, I'm not professing to know this. I'm telling everybody, I spend a lot of money on my guy who then tells me, well, Robert, what they did is they put in 50 different solutions into the code, but you only need one. And so like there's things like that that you cannot see. Anyway, John, I really appreciate you sharing your expertise with us on this subject. It's amazing. Thank you so much for taking your time and your energy. Thank you for putting the subject together, because I don't know that we've ever done this in the 4 years I think you and I have been working together on the show. Incredible. Incredible. I learned a lot, and I'm still learning a lot. I've got everybody pulled up. I'm going to look at them when we get.
To finish off, I think if you're going to go down this route, I would look at the first two and the Elementor. I would either look at Elementor or look at the first two, Gutenberg, either Cadence or Spectra. But that would be, that's my personal opinion for this. For you to stand a chance and get something up.
So I'm going to sign off. And so if anybody would like to reach out and just get more of my thoughts, I don't have a lot of DIY thoughts on my website. I don't talk about it much. This is a new subject. So I'm going to just say this. You know, it probably sounds like I'm poo-pooing it. I'm not. I'm really not. John was 100% correct. if you're a beginning agent and you are just getting up, like, I don't know that I agree that WordPress is as easy as Square or Wix, but there's a much deeper, John, you get to say your bit when I'm done, because I know you may not agree, and that's fine. But listen, I will say this. There is a long-term thinking that goes with WordPress that is way better than any other platform, which is this. You can build websites you own on WordPress. You can find guys like me and John who've really done a lot with the tool and customized it. We're probably going to give you, some of us, John and I both, are going to give you a lifetime license to the thing, which basically means you get to use it ad nauseum, and you can control it way more than you can Square or Wix. Way more value in that if you're interested in independence and ownership. Way more value than that if you're interested in SEO. All those long-term ideas work best with WordPress. That means that learning WordPress, which at the heart of it is a content management system, is absolutely the way to go with a long-term independent thinker. Meaning that if you wanted a baby step, let's just say you're listening to the show, you can't afford me, you can't even afford John, and that's a perfectly reasonable situation to be in. Well, then what could you do that would still advance your career? Like, and maybe make your long-term thinking like have like some merit. This is it. This is a great first step, in my opinion. That's how I'm going to sign off. You want to get into it? Well, let's take a look at a do-it-yourself builder for a couple $100 a year and a minimal hosting fee. You'll learn a lot in the process. Maybe you'll succeed. Maybe you won't, but the knowledge can't be taken away from you. And you can leverage that many, many times in your real estate career. Many times. So Robert@inboundrem.com. If you'd like to reach me, John, I turn it over to you and let you sign off and tell people how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, sure. I agree with everything you just said, actually. So best way to get up is go to the mail-right.com website and you can book a chat with me. It's right in the top navigation and we can have a quick chat and we can see and maybe have the opportunity to show you what MailRight does. Back over to you, Rob.
Okay. So guys, listen, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you go to, John doesn't even know this, but I've been getting more feedback that people have been fighting me on. I've gotten two leads in the last 30 days from people that actually saw me on the MailRight YouTube channel and then looked me up. So something's happening there, John. Don't know what it is. I haven't checked it out myself in a while, but I'm going to say that for those of you looking at this particular show, reach out to John. If you're a DIYer, you have questions, you're trying to establish a relationship with somebody who's in the real, like I'm the SEO guy. Not that John doesn't have his skills, but I mean, this is my breath for 16 years. John has been in the DIY space, the WordPress space for a long time, is acknowledged by many people that know what they're talking about as a thought leader in this category. And so reach out to him, ask your questions to him. 100%. I can't say it enough. That's what I got.
Where you go now, folks? We see you.
All right. Well, sorry.
Bye.
Bye.